Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Welcome to a podcast from the Edge. I'm absolutely fine, but mini.
5 minutes broadcast live from the Edge, the Brink, the Overwhelm, the Vortex slips into your feed every Friday.
Not that Friday feeling, but rather all the fucking feelings.
All the fucking feelings. Just to let you know that this week is nearly over and there's only one more week to go before you have to get through the next week.
Oh God, here we go.
Here we go. So I'm Annabelle, and I'm absolutely fine, but a few days ago I realised that it's nearly Christmas.
Oh my God! We were at dinner the other night, and we were saying how much we were enjoying the sun, and they said, and the sunshine and the light, and they said, oh well, the nights will soon start drawing in.
Yes, I remember my grandfather once said that to me. I said, it's Midsummer's Night. He went, soon it will be winter, and that's how I feel now. Soon it will be Christmas. Almost time to change from our normal worry to our shiny, spangly Christmas worry. When can we make that switch? Halloween.
Oh my God, it's like you've just turned on the horror fairy lights in my soul and they're now winking at me horribly.
How are you?
Well, I'm absolutely fine, but I got stuck in a revolving door this week, which is sort of the most undignified thing to have ever happened
stuck
to me.
Stuck how? Did it stop?
Well, it didn't stop. I just couldn't get out of it. So I went round.
It was going too fast.
It was going too fast. And I think that I was actually genuinely quite scared. I felt like I was in a kind of hostage situation, and I was so desperate to get out of work, but not as desperate as the people behind me who kind of whooshed me round.
Do you know, I think if revolving doors are starting to seem perilous, then I think we need to acknowledge that our days out in the world are now numbered. Oh my God, that's undignified. The amount of we wrote a list, in fact, of the undignified things. Just some that have happened to us this week.
Okay.
Ways in which we were undignified.
Okay, so ways in which I've been undignified. I mean, there's myriad. Okay, when I hadn't synced my headphones to my phone properly and I pressed play and the entire world could hear that I was not listening to an improving podcast, but I was actually listening to the Little Mermaid soundtrack.
Oh my God, the show tunes. It's like I always feel the need, it's so pathetic, to change the setting on my car radio to Radio 6 when I'm about to give someone a lift so they don't know that I usually listen to Magic at the Musicals. It's a bit like, undignified. So I spent hours crafting the perfect email as a response to something just, a bit awkward, and press send before I realised that I'd written your, Y-O-U-R, instead of your, Y-O-U apostrophe R-E, the virtuous your. And that mistake, it used to just be a mistake. Now it's become a kind of red flag, line you can't cross, sign of extreme stupidity, because I couldn't leave it there. This is the thing, it's like changing the
reason. What did you do?
I had to send another email saying, I meant your.
Oh no, what you mean, like, I can actually spell it?
I can actually spell. And then I put a kiss. It wasn't a kiss situation. It was indignity with a sort of side of incompetence.
Nice, that's my favourite kind.
Oh God.
So this is just like a general undignified state. I always turn up for a meeting desperate to go to the loo.
You always turn up everywhere desperate to go to the loo.
No, I know. But I mean, meetings feels, and this has been happening to me for 15 years, 20 years. I think it might be Pavlovian. And also weirdly, when I hear the word Pavlova, I think of pudding. Anyway, stop thinking about pudding.
Hungry.
Yes, exactly. Hungry. So distracted. Sorry. So undignified that I'm now just thinking about Pavlova. Anyway.
It's quite hard to feel like to appear unruffled and professional when the first thing you say is, where's your loo? Can I use your loo? Is there a loo?
And also when you're slightly like clenching as well. So you're never looking sort of smooth and kind of relaxed.
You know, I'm not generally a hugger. Like, you hugged me this morning and I said, oh no, out loud.
What? Doing it.
Well, one of the reasons might be is it happened to me twice this week. is I hugged someone and left like a really fat smear of bronzer all over their white shirt, nice dress. No. And then you've ruined their day, and maybe it's dry clean only and that's expensive, or they have to wash it, or it's just awful. And also, you put on a bit of bronzer and you think, now I just look vaguely fully functioning. But when it comes off on something, it looks like pancake makeup. It looks like a sort of whatever happened to Baby Jane moment. It looks like you're wearing fucking, oh God, it's awful. So that's one of the, and yet another reason why I go rigid when someone tries to hug me, especially in summer, because I might stain you.
Can you imagine to sort of leave your mark permanently on the on someone's like crisp white
marking
shirt?
Marking your territory.
Yes, exactly. Well, what about the unexpected rain shower earlier in the week that made my root touch up leak down my face?
Oh my God.
I was like, oh, hello, Rudy Giuliani.
Hello, Rudy Giuliani.
Is this where we are now? If anybody doesn't know about Rudy Giuliani, please Google Rudy Giuliani rain root touch up spread, because basically it's just sort of dribbling down his face and then you know exactly how I looked.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, not a dignified moment. Another thing that started happening, it's a bit like that thing where someone says, oh, you know, you've got something in your teeth, or, oh, you know, something. Except sort of worse, because it feels a bit senior, when someone just, it's the tone of voice they use, when someone just leans over to you and goes, your torch is on. Your torch is on. And they say it really, really kindly, your torch is on. Oh, God, my torch is on.
Oh, my God, I've just thought of another, like, sort of old lady thing. Like the torch, which is, okay, dribble, right?
Dribble.
There are two kinds of dribble, right? There's the I have a drinking problem dribble, when you basically miss your mouth because of whatever nerves or whatever. And there's water
depth
on your
perception.
Yes, exactly. And you're not concentrating and you're thinking about Pavlova and maybe you need the loo, all of the things. Anyway, you basically miss your mouth and there's water on your shirt. And there's that. But there's also the one where you dribble backwards and choke on your own spit.
Yeah,
there's
one moment you're completely fine. And then the next moment, you've choked on your own spit.
And there's no drinks involved, just that awful old lady coughing. Oh, which reminds me as well, I went to a party the other day, which I know is an incredibly, like, shocking revelation. I went to a party, and after about 45 minutes, I realised I couldn't talk anymore, because it was quite loud. You had to be quite loud. And I realised my voice was, like, failing.
Oh, my. It's like when you discovered last week that you had a nose bush.
I did. I did, and I cried while plucking it.
Well, because it hurt so much.
It hurt so much.
I took,
but it had to be done.
I took my epilator to my chin just once. No, but I did go to stay with someone last weekend, and I knew it was going to be hot, and I turned up on the doorstep carrying an enormous plug-in floor fan.
You can say floor fan.
Floor fan. She looked sort of astonished, but then she uttered the sort of kind.
Kind.
Awful when people are kind. Saying, oh, look how clever you are. What a brilliant idea. And I was managing to say two things in one floor fan, and they were, your house is really hot and airless, and I am perimenopausal. And insane.
But also, I mean, with your love of heat waves and current temperature in July, I actually anticipate that you might be permanently attached to your floor fan.
Yeah, if you see a woman walking around London clutching an enormous floor fan with the it's hard to say, with the plug trailing behind, from Argos by same day delivery, then then that'll be me. Happy weekend.
Bye.